For years, courts have refereed disputes over accommodating religion in the workplace. But what happens when an employee's religious beliefs clash with the company's secular vision? NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has the last in this week's series about religion in the workplace.
Albert Bonanno loved his job at AT&T Broadband as a cable dispatcher. And by his own account, the people in the Denver office treated him well. Then, about 2 years into his job, the company issued its new diversity handbook.
I read through it, and I wasn't looking for anything to try and beat anybody up on, but when it came to the diversity policy, I noticed that it was changed.
The new policy required each employee to value the differences between coworkers, including gay and straight. Bonanno, a born-again Christian, had no trouble respecting his gay coworkers, but he says to respect their lifestyle was another thing. Bonanno wrote a letter to the head of human resources outlining his concerns. The next day, he was called into her office.
I kept telling her, you know, as a Christian, you know, I am commanded to love my neighbor, and I recognize that every person is created in God's image, so that person has value in my eyes. But to say that I have to value each difference in each person that I meet, that's un-American and immoral, and it's not what God desires Christians to do.
Bonanno tried to get the HR director to explain the policy. He said he could live with wording that required respect for coworkers, but not for homosexual practice. But she merely repeated that if Bonanno refused to sign the policy, he would be fired. He walked out of the office without a job. Eventually, Bonanno sued AT&T Broadband. He claimed that the company had failed to accommodate his religious beliefs, and that violated Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. A federal judge in Denver agreed, and Bonanno received an undisclosed amount in damages.
It's a big deal in the corporate world.
John Whitehead is president of the Rutherford Institute, which handled Bonanno's case for free. Whitehead believes the decision is a warning to companies that they need to look hard at their diversity policies.
Now there's a precedent out there saying these religious believers have a good case as long as they're good employees and they don't discriminate and they just want to do their job.
The decision in the Bonanno case was probably reasonable, but it does not represent a big stumbling block.
That's Jennifer Pizer, a senior staff attorney at the national gay rights law firm Lambda Legal. Comcast, which now owns AT&T Broadband, declined to comment. Pizer notes that the judge did not take issue with the policy, just the company's failure to accommodate Bonanno's concerns.
The case is a good lesson to other employers because the instruction is fairly simple. Provide a policy that's clear and understandable, that everyone must treat each other in a respectful manner.
But Lisa Clareman, an employment attorney in Los Angeles, says the Bonanno case may be just the beginning. After all, she notes, the country is fighting a pitched battle over gay marriage, so it's only natural that those debates will find their way to corporate America.
I think what we're starting to see is really the culture clash in the workplace as employees feel they are being threatened in their own belief system, and that what the employer is trying to do by implementing a diversity policy is to try to convince them to change their beliefs.
Moreover, companies are putting in gay-friendly diversity policies right and left. 78% of Fortune 500 companies have adopted policies that bar discrimination against gay employees. And some places are receiving complaints from other employees, generally conservative Christians. In Minnesota, for example, employees at the State Department of Corrections read their Bibles during the portion of the diversity training program that covered sexual orientation. Now the courts are trying to draw some lines as to what rights religious employees have and what rights they don't have. Consider the case of Hewlett-Packard, a large computer company. According to HP's attorney, Bill Mauck, the Boise office launched a diversity campaign 3 years ago, and as part of the campaign, displayed 5 posters on the office walls, each showing an HP employee above the caption, "Black, Blonde, Old, Hispanic, or Gay."
That offended an employee by the name of Richard Peterson, who had been a long-term, loyal, and good-performing employee of some 23 years, but who had fundamentalist Christian views that conflicted with embracing diversity based on sexual orientation.
Peterson declined to talk on tape for this story, but in an email to NPR, he wrote that, quote, "The culture wars not only have come to the workplace, but corporate America is now leading the charge." And so Peterson waged a counterattack. He printed out Bible verses that condemn homosexual practice and placed them high up in his cubicle where passers-by could see. Among the verses is this one in Leviticus, quote, "If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death." HP attorney Bill Mock.
The biblical quotes that he selected were critical and condemning. They were, in fact, by his own admission, hateful of gay and lesbian lifestyles. And in that respect, it appeared as though his intention was to impose his religious views.
According to court records, HP held repeated meetings to discuss a compromise, but Peterson declined, saying he would post scripture as long as HP displayed the gay poster. Anything less, he wrote to NPR, would be an insult to God. He added the situation, quote, "makes my thoughts and beliefs a hate crime," which is what Peterson argued in court after he was fired. But a federal court in Boise and then the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that Peterson failed to make a case for religious discrimination. They ruled that forcing HP to change its diversity program would create an undue hardship for the company. In fact, HP would be open to lawsuits from employees who had been promised a tolerant work environment. With these two cases, companies are beginning to see the contours of the law, and some say it can be stated pretty simply.
There's a fundamental difference between beliefs and conduct.
Lambda legal attorney Jennifer Pizer.
In the Bonanno case, the worker was willing to respect his coworkers and to maintain his beliefs to himself. In the Peterson case, as he testified, his view was that he must make his messages provocative so that his coworkers would understand the risk to their souls if they didn't repent and find God and so forth.
But as simple as that sounds, in practice, every corporate diversity policy can become a minefield. With people on both sides of the culture war, armed for battle, lawyers say a company must be extra precise to make sure its progressive policies don't become an illegal infringement on an employee's religious rights. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Previous stories in this series are at npr.org.